You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So much for being a good friend.
Rob, please.
Ian didn't even have the decency to let you know he wasn't going to be godfather.
I'm sure he was very busy.
If you hadn't chased him up, do you think he was ever going to tell us?
It doesn't matter now.
He's incredibly rude to you.
Honestly, it wasn't that bad.
No. Darling, what he said was unforgivable. All that stuff about you not being a good friend to him.
Well, I'm sure he didn't really mean it.
If it was up to me, I'd tell him exactly
what I think. Rob, you mustn't say anything to him. Please.
All right. Well, we'll have to find someone else now.
There's no rush.
He's really upset you.
Look, I'm fine.
The last thing you need right now is to lose focus on our baby.
And I haven't.
People like Ian only ever think of themselves.
He had every right to be upset.
But all you did was spare his feelings because you weren't sure if Adam was cheating or not.
I did try to explain.
Well, exactly. It's Adam he should be upset with, not you.
Please, keep your voice down or Henry will hear.
If you ask me, we're better off without Ian. Adam too, for that matter.
But...
anyway, I won't go on about it. Or we'll be late for your pamper day.
It's a pity you ever mentioned it to him in the first place.
Are you implying it's my fault?
No, Rob, of course not.
You know, darling, sometimes I do wonder where exactly your priorities lie.
So David and Ruth are going to switch over completely. It'll be a new herd of spring calvers.
Oh, that's very brave.
And a little scary too, I'd imagine.
They've got to test the current herd for TB first. Oh. Alistair's going over tomorrow.
Goodness, I hope that goes well.
We've all got our fingers crossed, Alan.
So many people are struggling in dairy farming these days.
Yes, I know. It's very worrying.
Like my Edward. He just couldn't make it work.
Yeah, it's not been an easy year for him, has it?
It's been pretty bad all round.
It has. But when you look at Ed, who's found other ways to keep going, or you and Alistair, surely, and you too, Clary, with your idea, I can't tell you how heartening it is to see people still making a go of it.
I think for most of us it's a case of adapt or die.
That's right.
Especially when you see what's happening to people like Ron and Vera at Bank Farm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd come along today. Can't see them yet.
Well, I don't know how much they'll feel like celebrating at the moment.
Perhaps not.
Well, even if they don't come, Plough Sunday's an important marker. I'm glad we're celebrating it.
Even if my Edward is having kittens. I can't tell you how much it took to persuade him.
And I'm very grateful to you.
Getting him to bring his tractor's one thing, but speaking in public...
Well, don't worry, Clary. I'll guide him through it. And I promise I'll be gentle.
Oh, thanks for coming, Ed. And welcome to St. Stephen's.
Is the tractor okay here?
Yeah, that's fine. And you've brought the ploughshare, I see.
Well, just the end bit. The whole thing would have been too big.
Yeah, of course.
Where do you want it?
If you put it down there for the moment, we'll carry it inside after the first hymn.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Hello, Edward.
You all right, Mum?
Now, if we're all ready to start... Have you got that sheet I gave you?
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on a sec.
No, it's all right. Take your time.
I got it.
Welcome, everyone, to this, our celebration of Plough Sunday in Ambridge. And a special welcome to Edward Grundy, who's joining us today for this service.
Now it's your turn.
Right, I come here today as a representative of our community to offer our work to God.
And we welcome you, Edward, in the name of the one who made us all, people, animals, and all the earth. And now we'll sing hymn number 801.
Make sure you look after yourself,
Don't worry, I will.
And don't let anyone talk you into using the steam room or sauna.
No, of course I won't. I'm sure they wouldn't anyway.
But just be careful, that's all I'm saying.
I will, I promise.
And if at any stage you feel like it's all getting too much, just call me and we'll come and get you. Won't we, Henry?
Yes, we will.
Thank you, darling. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye, Mummy.
Oh, darling.
Yes?
Don't forget we're having a birthday drink with Pat this evening. You don't want to be late for that.
No, I know. I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, at least there's no sign of Ian.
Oh, no, thank goodness. Oh, there's Kirsty.
Oh, yes.
Bye, then. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi. Here for your spa day?
Yeah. I thought you'd be in already.
Oh, they let me have a lie-in, seeing as we're not too busy at the moment. Oh. Blimey, are you all right? You look dreadful.
Do I?
Sorry, but you don't look well at all. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine.
Are you sure? You look really pale.
Yeah, I've just been working hard, that's all. Shop opening and then Christmas. You know what it's like. Nightmare.
But you're pregnant. You should be blooming, shouldn't you?
Rob thinks I am.
But you look like you've lost weight.
Oh, don't be silly, Kirsty. Of course I haven't. Should we go inside?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, that's what this day's for, isn't it? A bit of prenatal pampering.
So they say.
And I'm sure you'll be glowing by the end of it.
However, even allowing for the flood, this has not been an easy year for our agricultural community. We've seen farms and businesses struggling to survive. Some have gone under, prey to the fluctuating global market, not to mention several other slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. But it's not all doom and gloom. We're also seeing the flourishing of new enterprises. So this is a time to look forward with hope and with optimism to our crops, our livestock, and our people continuing to grow and prosper through the year ahead.
How's it going, Helen?
Oh, it's fantastic.
And what have you had?
First, there was a foot soak. Who'd have thought that would be so amazing?
Oh, I know.
And then Claudia gave me a back massage. Oh, wow.
And that's only the beginning.
I can't wait for the facial.
The foot, leg and scalp massage at the end is pretty good too. Can I get you a drink, by the way, or a snack?
No, thanks. I've got some water.
So, anyway, how have you been? It's been ages since we caught up.
Yeah, I know.
What's been happening?
Oh, well, you know, still pregnant.
Yeah. And how's Henry getting on at school?
Fine, thanks. He's doing really well with his reading.
Aw.
And then there's the shop, of course. Rob and I are job sharing.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's so much happier now than when he was at Barrow.
Are your mum and dad enjoying retirement?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Especially now the Christmas rush is over. It was all hands to the pump before then.
I bet.
Without Rob, I dread to think how we'd have managed.
Do you still have time to see friends?
Oh, yeah. Especially now Emma and Fallon are working next door.
How about Ian?
Oh, well, it's a bit trickier since I stopped driving.
You're not driving?
No, no, it's safer with the baby. Mum and Rob both said it was one less thing to worry about.
Well, that must be a real pain.
Well, you get used to it. Anyway, I wasn't finding it so easy. Rob's really good at noticing things like that.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's so caring.
Sounds amazing.
Yes, he is. But there are times when...
Oh, you're not really supposed to have that on.
No, sorry. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Just checking when you want picking up.
Oh, sometime after lunch? I'm not sure yet. How's Henry?
He's fine. We've been playing board games. You will ring to let me know.
Well, I could get a taxi instead if you like.
Why would you do that?
I could drop you when I finish if you want to stay longer.
Because it's so nice here. And you'll have more time to play with Henry.
He's already missing you.
Go on, then he can really relax.
I'm sure he'll be fine. Look, you have a nice time together and don't worry about me. Kirsty can bring me back later.
That's not what we agreed, darling.
No, but it'll be good for all of us. And don't worry, I promise I won't be late.
Thanks for doing that, Ed.
Well, I've got to admit, I'm glad it's over.
But you did so well, didn't you, Clary? Oh, yes.
I couldn't do it every week, standing up in front of everyone like you do, Alan.
Yeah, and I couldn't plough a field or cut a hedge or look after livestock.
Oh, it's horses for courses, isn't it?
Does anyone know if they've caught those two pigs yet?
No, I don't think so.
Someone was saying they'd seen them over by Warren Coppice.
Ah, but a few escaped animals over the years, haven't we? Like that snake a few years ago.
Ooh, don't remind me. I had nightmares for ages after that.
I remember one of Linda's llamas poking its head through the window at Glebe Cottage once and helping itself to some apples. Mum and Dad thought it was hilarious.
Actually, I need to speak to Jill. I'll remind her of that. Excuse me, everyone.
Now, this isn't the first time a pig's got out either. Do you remember Eric?
Well, wasn't that one of Tom's?
Yeah, it was.
Well, Eddie, you'd better make sure our new ones don't get out.
I didn't know you'd got pigs again.
Oh, it's only a dozen little wieners. They're gorgeous.
Oh, where are you keeping them?
At Grange Farm.
We built a proper ark, though, so there won't be a problem.
No. And we'll make sure everything's cleaned up before Oliver and Caroline come back. You coming to the Wassail on Wednesday?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Joe's dressing up as the Wassail King.
Yeah, and Phoebe's doing the Wassail Queen again.
Well, to be honest, it's not really my sort of thing, but I hope it goes well.
Thanks.
Look, I'm sorry, I need to catch up with Mum before she goes. Bye.
Shula don't approve, seeing as it's pagan.
Oh, right.
But when you think about it, it's the same as this service, really. Everyone just hoping and praying for a good year ahead.
Something smells nice.
Told you I was saving myself a supper. Hello, darling.
Did you have a good time?
Wonderful, thanks.
Hi, Rob.
Kirsty. Supper's been ready for a while.
Sorry I'm late.
I would offer you a cup of tea, Kirsty.
No, it's fine.
We're in the middle of a game. But I'll finish now so we can have supper. Sorry.
I won't stay then. But honestly, Helen, you look so much better.
Thanks. Feel better too.
Well, you must do it again.
Oh, not sure I could justify the expense.
Well, we should get together anyway, have a proper catch-up. We haven't done since, you know.
No. That'd be great.
Come on, Henry. Supper time now.
And if there's ever anything else you want to talk about, all you have to do is pick up the phone.
Thanks. Don't worry about me, though.
No, I don't.
Honestly, I've never been happier.
Anyway, I'd better go. But don't forget what I said. I mean it.
I know.
Wash your hands. Good boy. Oh, Kirsty. Still here?
Just going. I'll see you soon, Helen.
Bye.
Bye, Rob.
Honestly, the way she talks, you'd think you two were bosom pals. I mean, you're barely even friends anymore, are you?
He said he'd be here after 8, Jill.
Any time now, then?
Yeah.
Alistair's always pretty prompt. Mm. And I'm sure if he was going to be late, he'd give you a call.
Yeah, you're right. Did Josh and Ben get off all right?
Yes. Ben had a flurry about his science homework.
Oh, he hadn't forgotten to do it again, had he?
He couldn't find his exercise book.
I'm not surprised the Mrs. Room is in.
Found it in the end, though.
Good.
Nearly went off without his packed lunch. So, how's your hunt for spring carvers going, Ruth?
Oh, not bad. I've sourced some possibles in the West Country.
Right.
And there's a couple of herds in Ireland worth looking at.
Sounds like you'll have a good choice.
They're getting quite popular, these crossbreds.
I'm sure it's the right decision, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Morning, Jill. Ruth.
Morning.
Morning, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. With the sun shining and a blue sky.
That's true.
Big day today, then.
Yeah.
It'll be good to get the TB tests out of the way.
It certainly will.
Then it'll be full speed ahead with the new herd.
Let's hope so.
Do you know where Pip is?
Over with David, I think. Waiting for Alistair.
Of course, yeah. It's just, I've been reading an online article about Welsh mules.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered if Pip might be interested in taking a look.
She probably will be.
Yeah, I thought so.
Was everything okay in the parlour this morning?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. Though a couple of the cows are a bit tricksy. You know what they can be like.
No?
Not too keen to let the milk down.
Right.
I don't know why. Perhaps they just weren't in the mood.
But they were okay in the end?
Oh, yeah. I turned on the charm and that did the trick.
I bet it did. Well done.
Anyway, I better get some breakfast. And I'm in desperate need of a strong coffee. I'll see you in a bit.
He's a nice lad.
And good with the cows.
He and Pip seem to get on well. Between ourselves, I think she's rather taken a shine to him.
Hasn't she just?
It's a shame you don't need him for longer.
Let's just hope Pip doesn't end up getting hurt.
Oh, I don't think it's that serious, is it?
Well, I don't know.
You know what it reminds me of, though? Matthew struggling to get the milk.
No.
That scene in Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Oh?
You know, the one where the dairyman's wife says, someone must be in love because they can't get the butter to churn.
You think I should keep an eye on him then?
Jazza!
What?
You better leave that and come with me.
Why? Is Modest playing up again?
No, someone spotted the pigs.
Oh, where are they this time?
Manor Field close.
It's not going to be another false alarm, is it?
I hope not, but I can't promise. We'll have to see, won't we?
After all that bother at Linda's yesterday.
I know, and Grange Spinney before that.
If only people had learned not to make a big fuss as soon as they see them.
Yeah, then they wouldn't run off before we get there.
And we'd have made the dog's chance of catching them.
They're saying half their garden's been destroyed, and they're not happy about it.
Sounds like a job for us then, eh? Thunderbirds are go.
Pip's so excited about the whole project.
In you go.
That's it. I keep thinking how brave you are doing all this.
Oh, stupid.
No, it's got to be brave.
But we're doing it just so a lot of people are getting out.
Okay, but the fact is you're willing to take on something new and different. And I think that's great.
Have you ever thought of going into PR, Matthew?
No, honestly, Ruth. I've been talking a lot about this with Pip.
Oh, she probably thinks we're mad. Though she'd never say so.
No, she's with you 100%. I would be too.
Well, thanks for seeing it.
Alistair's doing a great job, but it's not going to be quick.
There's no rush, though.
No, but I can't help thinking back to the last time we had reactors.
No, David, don't tempt fate.
Honestly, there must be easier, less stressful ways of making a living.
Can you think of anything you'd rather be doing?
Yes, I would rather be lying on a tropical beach sipping cocktails whilst a bikini-clad beauty...
Are you?
Well, if you're talking holidays...
I get so bored.
Well, that's true, actually. No, for better or for worse, this is what we do.
Anyway, just think. Once you've got the new system up and running and you're watching those big, fat profits rolling in...
Oh, yeah. Do you want to lead the next ones up?
OK. But I promise, you'll barely remember it was ever any different.
You know, I could get to like this boy. He says all the right things.
She wasn't too happy, was she?
You can hardly blame her. Not when you look at the state of her garden.
Maybe. But if she hadn't left the gate open, they'd never have got in the first place.
Keep your voice down, Jazza.
They may as well have left a welcome mat and a sign saying help yourself.
I know pigs are intelligent, but I think that's stretching it a bit.
No, I know these animals. They're not the ignorant swine that numpty thinks they are.
Jazza!
Bet they've got more brains than she has.
Well, in that case, they're cleverer than us too at the moment.
That's the most sensible thing you've said all morning. Bye, Alistair. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, there's nothing more we can do now.
Except wait.
Do you know where Pip's got to?
Nope.
No idea.
She's always diving off somewhere, isn't she?
Is she?
She's always busy.
Oh, okay. I can take a hint.
It wasn't a hint.
I'd better go on and do the milking, though. I don't want to be too late tonight.
Hot date.
It's just I'm supposed to be going for a drink with Pip later.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't want to keep her waiting.
I'm sure she'd understand.
You've got to admire her enthusiasm, though. I mean, obviously she gets it from you two.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Right. I better get on. I'll see you both later.
Yeah, right. What was all that about?
David!
Why is he always going on about Pip?
Oh, come on, David. You can't be that thick.
Oh. What? You mean Pip and Matthew?
Duh. I can't believe you hadn't realised.
Well, to be fair, we have had some other things going on.
Well, I noticed, and so did your mum.
Must be that feminine intuition of yours.
Either that or seeing what's in front of our noses.
Yes, all right. Don't rub it in.
Anyway, I like Matthew.
Yeah, so do I, but... It's not likely to be serious, is it? He'll be off soon, won't he?
Yeah, I suppose so. Time for a cup of tea, Erin.
David, Ruth, there's tea and cake inside when you're ready.
Thanks, Mum, that's great.
I expect you could both do with some after that.
I swear she's got sixth sense.
When it comes to tea and cake, definitely. Yeah, we'll be there in a minute.
Over here, Tom.
I know, Jazza. I could spot that jacket a mile off.
I can't help being the height of fashion, can I?
In your dreams.
It's not everybody can carry off a colour like this. Cheers.
Cheers. Kenton's thinking of running a book on how long it takes us to catch the pigs.
Tell him he can put me down for a week.
Nah, we'll get him before that.
They'll no get up easy, these two.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Maybe we should put up some wanted posters. Offering a reward.
What, with pictures of the pigs?
Why not? We could have a slogan. Bringing home the bacon, something like that.
Nah, they'll turn up soon enough.
Hi, guys. You haven't seen Pip, have you?
No, not recently.
Sorry, pal.
She said she was going to meet me here.
Have you tried the ploughman's?
She's not in there either.
Maybe she's running late.
Yeah, maybe. We've been doing TB tests all day.
Hard luck.
Thursday's D-Day.
Seeing if you've got any reactors.
You want to cross your fingers then, eh? Yeah,
hopefully it'll be okay. Have you caught the pigs yet?
Not yet.
It's like the Tamworth 2 all over again.
Aye. Maybe we should run a story in the Echo.
Gloucester Old Spot 2 doesn't have the same ring, though.
No, I suppose not.
Linda's all worried the poor wee darlings will be getting cold and hungry by now.
Well, it is a hard time of year.
I'm telling you, these guys are tough wee pigs.
And you should know, Jazza.
We have to know how we handle them, or they could become monsters.
Right.
Honest, pal. Give them a chance and these two would end up like Ronnie and Reggie Cray.
What?
There's your headline right there.
Well, Sid and Nancy, if you want to be more accurate.
No, I love the idea of the Crays.
Oh, there's Pip. I'll see you guys later.
I see you.
So that'll be Ronnie and Reggie, the Bacon Twins. I can see the reward posters now. Oh, honestly, Jazzy, you crack me up sometimes. You really do.
It's not that funny.
Is that you, Ruth?
Can't you sleep either?
No. I've got too many thoughts whirring round in my head.
I know the feeling.
Would you like a cocoa?
If there's enough hot milk.
Oh, there's plenty.
Thanks. That'd be nice.
It usually helps get me off.
I'm not sure I can relax at all until we get the all clear. If we get the all clear.
I'd like to say I'm sure you will. But I know nothing's certain in farming.
No, it isn't.
I remember how horrible it was every time Phil had the cows tested.
Feels like all my ideas are on the line.
There's nothing wrong with your ideas.
I hope not.
But if you do get reactors, that would just be very bad luck.
And then we'd be even worse off than before.
We'd cope, whatever happens. What you need is a dose of Matthew's positive thinking.
It's a lot easier when you're his age and you've got no commitments.
There you are.
Thanks.
Oh, drat.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
Maybe I should turn the radio off. We don't want to wake Pip in the dining room. She can be a light sleeper. And she needs a sleep after today.
Actually, I'm not sure that she's there at the moment.
Oh?
I could swear I heard someone heading over to Rickyard a little while ago.
Pip? But she was so tired when she got back.
Check if you don't believe me.
I don't want to wake her.
I'm not making it up.
Well, I didn't realise things had moved that fast.
No. I suppose that's the way of things nowadays.
Well, yeah, it is.
Perhaps I'm getting old-fashioned.
I would be surprised, though.
And if she's in there, I think we'd have already disturbed her.
Maybe. You're right. Her bed's empty.
Yes.
Detective Jill Archer strikes again.
Oh, hardly. But I was right about those cows, wasn't I?
The ones Matthew had to coax the milk from.
Yes, you know what they say. Love makes fools of us all.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to see you here, Charlie.
No, I thought I'd get out of the office for a change. Take a proper lunch.
Oh, they've got a nice menu here at the tea room.
Yeah, so I hear.
Actually, I'm glad I caught you.
Oh?
Well,
Brian and I were thinking you should have a proper send-off before you go.
Oh, well, that's really not necessary.
No, you deserve it. We're going to miss you.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Well, I mean it.
But I'm much better at organising other people's parties than going to my own.
I promise you won't have to do anything except turn up.
It's just... I'm not sure.
Well, why not?
Well, who'd come for a start?
Oh, plenty of people.
Well, I'm not exactly Mr. Popular.
Oh, nonsense.
Is it?
Yes, and you're right. You're good at organising parties, so it's about time you had one of your own.
I haven't really got a choice, have I?
No, you haven't. So, how about Friday evening at Home Farm?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Good.
And thank you.
Now, who would you like to invite?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, all right, just leave the guest list up to me.
Okay, and thank you again, but please don't go overboard.
No, don't worry. I shall make it the perfect little soiree. Oh, you know, I still can't quite believe they're closing Barrow.
Jennifer, I'd rather you didn't say that out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It isn't common knowledge yet, at least not till Justin announces it at the meeting tomorrow.
No, of course. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Oh, it's okay.
Helen!
Oh, hi there.
We'll make a start on the guest list now. Are you doing anything on Friday evening?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because we're having a party and we'd love you to come. We're giving Charlie a send-off.
Oh, that sounds nice. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check with Rob first, see if we've got anything planned.
Yeah, please do.
I probably ought to get on. Nice to see you, Helen.
Yes, and you.
I'll see you on Friday, Charlie, if not before.
Yeah, yes, probably.
Actually, might be a bit awkward.
Why's that?
Well, when Rob left Barrow, it wasn't exactly on the best of terms with Charlie.
That's water under the bridge, surely.
I don't know.
But Charlie's going so far away.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
You're looking rather pale, Helen.
Am I?
Hope you're not working too hard.
No, I'm fine. Rob's always telling me to look after myself. Really, I'm okay.
Well, sure you know best.
Just had a great session with Emma and Fallon, coming up with ideas for cross-promotions.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Oh, sorry, I have just remembered Phoebe should be home by now.
Isn't she at college?
Oh, she phoned and said she was coming back early. She wants to talk about something.
It's a shame there's hardly anyone in here. The food's really good.
Yeah, it's always slow at this time of year. Post-Christmas lull, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. Still, at least we've got something to celebrate.
Really? Yeah, what's that?
Well, 2 more years at Hollowtree.
Thanks to you buttering up Ruth Archer.
Oh, whatever it takes. Oh, Toby, will you stop fiddling with that spoon?
Sorry. If I'd known we had to be on our best behaviour.
All right, next time you choose.
The bullet is, then.
At least we'll see more of Pip.
You think?
No, we've not seen much of her since Christmas.
The reason's pretty obvious.
Our friend, the hunky dairy man.
Precisely. Still, no point crying over spilt milk. There are plenty more fish in the sea, Rex. You've just got to have the right tackle.
You never stop, do you?
I'm just saying. Fancy a pint at the Bull later?
Yeah, all right.
We do a bit of fishing there, maybe.
Toby, what we really need is a serious discussion about what we're doing next.
Now we've nixed the duck.
Well, hang on. Who says we've given up on rearing ducks? I think we should still look at it. It's worth doing the research anyway, isn't it?
Maybe.
Whatever else we do, though, it's got to be substantial and long-term.
It's got to make a lot of money.
Yeah, and that as well.
Actually, I've had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Some of the guys at the rugby club put me onto it.
Well, go on.
Oh, and here's someone who'll know what I'm talking about. Hey, Charlie, you got a moment?
Sure.
Sorry to hear you're leaving us, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
But I was wondering if you know anything about this caveman diet.
Not a great deal.
Grass-fed meat and all that.
Cutting out dairy, cereals and processed food.
That's right. See, I told you, Rex.
You're not suggesting we farm mammoths.
So anyway, Charlie, I was thinking it's a strong growth area.
As a niche market, perhaps.
And if we can get into pastured eggs, it'd be a step up from free range.
Perhaps.
It's about letting the chickens out on fresh pasture every day. What do you think?
Well, it's hardly my field of expertise.
No, but you've got an opinion.
To be honest, I distrust anything that smacks of faddishness, but it's your decision.
Yes, that's true.
I hear you're off to Scotland.
Yeah, that's right. Perthshire.
There's some serious fishing to be had up there.
Yeah, some serious golf too. Yeah,
I fully intend to do both.
Will you be going to the Wassail tomorrow?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
It sounds a laugh.
Really?
Look, I'm going to get my lunch now, so I'll see you around.
Yeah. See you, Charlie.
Well, he's not much fun, is he?
He called me this morning and he said he'd been thinking about us. He said he'd been thinking a lot and...
And what?
He said if I'm still going to try and get into Oxford... But then it's over between us.
What? But why?
All that stuff about me thinking I'm better than him and going off with posh new friends.
What a stupid thing to say.
Oh, but Alex isn't stupid, Granny. And maybe he's right. Maybe I've changed and can't see it.
How long have you known each other?
Over a year.
Well, I've known you since you were born. And believe me, if I thought it was making you arrogant or superior or anything else like that, I would tell you straight away.
I don't want to lose him, though.
No, darling, I know that. Oh, I remember falling madly in love when I was your age.
Madly sounds a bit weird. It's not like that.
Well, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure that just like you, I was convinced that he was the love of my life.
But he is.
Well, perhaps, but... You know, the chances are that one day you'll find another boy you like just as much as Alex.
No, I won't. There'll never be anyone like Alex.
Have you talked to Kate or Hayley yet?
I tried calling Hayley, but her phone was off.
Oh, well, I expect she's at work.
I'm seeing her tomorrow anyway, at the Wassail.
Oh, yes, that's true.
And I don't want to talk to Kate about it.
Oh, why not?
Why do you think?
Well, yes, I admit her track record with men isn't the best, but... I'm sure she cares.
She's hardly ever around at the moment.
Oh, I know. This therapy centre does seem to be taking up all her time.
She doesn't exactly get on with Alex. Not since, you know what.
Oh, yes, yes. But even so, I really think you should talk this through with both of them. We've all been through something similar. Even if it does feel like, well, ancient history in my case. People have been falling in love for centuries. Phoebe... Oh, Phoebe, come here, darling.
I can't lose him. I can't.
You reckon we can sell these eggs round sports clubs and whole food shops?
I'm sure we can. And at a decent premium.
It could work, I suppose.
It'd dovetail perfectly with the geese.
We need some facts and figures, though.
Oh, OK.
No, I know what you're like. You always make it sound like the most brilliant idea ever.
Don't worry, Rex. I'll do the research and find out everything I need to convince you.
Oh.
Right, let's pay for these then.
Yep.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
I can't resist your cheese.
Glad to hear it.
Did you know a health and safety guy just turned up next door?
In the tea room?
Yeah.
Oh, Fallon didn't say anything earlier.
She probably didn't know.
They love surprising people.
Well, I hope they'll be okay.
Health and safety, eh? What a nightmare.
Well, no, not really. It's incredibly important, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Excuse me.
Don't want to go back to the old days and all sorts of things used to go wrong.
No, you're right. Well, maybe a bit of a nuisance, but better that than some big health scare.
Yeah, exactly. 1163, please.
Okay. So, when's the baby due?
Oh, middle of May.
That's a nice time of year. I mean, to have a baby.
Hopefully, yeah. Still seems quite a way off.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Change of plan.
Why? What's up?
I'll tell you outside.
Oh, see you then, Helen.
Okay, bye.
Come on, we need to go.
Well, what's the big rush?
I've got to go back to Brighton.
Oh, no, not again.
I need to go right now.
Really?
Yes, and I need some cash.
Toby!
500 should cover it.
You've got to sort this out. We can't afford to keep doing this.
I know. I promise this will be the last time.
Well, I haven't got the money on me.
Can we go to the bank then?
What, now?
Yes.
But we're helping out the Village Hall refurb this afternoon.
That's going to have to wait.
I promised Neil.
I'll call Jed and Noddy. They can fill in.
You don't know that.
I spoke to them this morning at the rugby club.
What, so you had this all planned?
No, but I thought... It doesn't matter. It's complicated, but they're fine about it, so long as you buy them a couple of pints.
Oh, great. Why don't you just organise my life for me? Oh,
come on, Rex. Don't be like that.
And while you're at it, maybe you could sort your own life out as well.
You really mustn't give up on Oxford.
But what's the point if it means losing Alex?
Well, I think you should talk to him and explain that if you went there, it wouldn't mean what he thinks.
I've tried. And anyway, we don't know that.
Huh? Seems to me he's got a rather strange view of what students at Oxford are like.
He said he's met some before and they're all the same.
Well, I've met some too. And it's certainly not all hooray Henrys and silly rituals at dining clubs.
No, I know.
Hey, when you went there, you met some very nice people, didn't you? I mean, what about that girl? Priya, was it?
Yeah.
And if you got in there, there'd be plenty of others like that. Just normal teenagers. People who simply want to fulfil their potential.
I know, but that's not the point.
Well, actually, I think it is. You know, I ended up not doing lots of things I wanted to.
But you've done all right, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've had a wonderful life, all told. But there's still a small part of me that wonders what would have happened if I'd gone to Oxford or Cambridge.
But it wasn't the end of the world.
No, it wasn't. But I just don't want you to regret not doing everything you could in life.
But if I stay with Alex and go somewhere else, I'll just end up doing different things, that's all.
Oh, Phoebe, all I'm saying is don't cut yourself off from what Oxford has to offer.
Oh, I hate having to choose, Granny.
I know, and I wish you didn't have to either, but will you promise me one thing?
What's that?
That you'll at least talk to your parents?
All right.
It's far too big a decision to make alone. This could be the chance of a lifetime, Phoebe. You mustn't throw it away.
Barrow Farm's closing down.
The dairy unit, yeah. Dad told me. It'll just be arable from now on.
So that's what the meeting was about?
Yep. Redundancy notices all round.
Oh, well, that's not good, is it?
Dad was hoping to get some work there, so he's disappointed. Mm. Linda's delighted, of course. It's like all her dreams have come true.
Well, it must be a blow to Justin Elliott, you'd have thought.
Don't suppose it makes much difference. He's got so much money, it's like water off a duck's back.
Lucky him. I wonder if Pat and Tony know.
That sort of news usually flies round the village.
I saw Pat earlier, but she didn't mention it. We ended up talking about Helen.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's just me, Roy. I really don't think she looks well.
No? I think she looks all right. But then, I don't see her that often.
Well, she says she's looking after herself, and apparently Rob's very attentive. But she looks too pale and thin to me.
Well, you haven't seen that much of her either, though, have you, Kirsty?
Suppose not. What do you think about Rob?
He isn't everyone's cup of tea. Damn good cricketer.
No, I meant with Helen.
Well, after they got married, he could hardly keep his hands off her.
In public?
Yeah. It was all love's young dream, and she got pregnant pretty quick too.
Obviously.
So things must be pretty good between them.
I know I haven't seen much of her recently, but there's still something not right.
Like what?
Well, women at her stage of pregnancy are supposed to be blooming, but she isn't at all. And she seems, I don't know, more withdrawn than normal.
I don't know about the pregnancy thing, but people do change, you know?
I know.
And like you said, you haven't seen her for a while. I'm sure she's okay.
Oh, well, we better go to this wassail, haven't we? You don't want to miss Phoebe's big moment.
Then there's Burns Night next week, isn't there?
Yeah, Kenton usually does a good job on that.
I don't mind haggis once a year. But I wouldn't want it every week.
No, nor me, Clary.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's the whiskey you like, Eddie.
That's true.
Isn't it lovely, though, having the ball back at the heart of all these village events?
Yeah. Oh, there's Dad and Bartleby now.
Oh, doesn't Joe look splendid in his Green Man costume?
I think you'll find he's the wassail king.
That's right, Jennifer.
Well, yes, I dare say, but he could just as easily be taken for the Green Man.
Well, maybe they're the same thing.
Well, the Green Man certainly wouldn't be out of place at this celebration, given his pre-Christian origins as Dionysus, Lord of Nature and Agriculture.
I can't wait to see Phoebe.
Oh, yes, she looked absolutely wonderful when I saw her earlier.
Does anyone know where she is?
Well, I hope she's talking to Hayley.
Because we ought to get this parade started now.
Oh, I don't know why Alex is here. He hates this sort of thing.
Well, he obviously hasn't given up on you yet.
No, Dad, of course he hasn't.
Sorry.
He just came out of nowhere, joked about my costume and then went off to get a drink.
He could be a while.
Yeah, I mean, the bar's really packed.
Do you think he wants me to make a decision tonight?
I don't know, sweetheart.
God, I wish this wasn't happening.
What, the wassail or him saying what he did?
Both. No, I want to do the wassail.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, Phoebs, whatever you decide, we couldn't be more proud of you.
Yeah, and that stays the same whether you end up going to Oxford or not.
I don't understand why it's such a big issue for him.
One minute you were dead set on going, then suddenly everything changed.
Yeah, it did.
So was it just because of what Alex said? Or is there another reason?
No, it's just what he said.
Do you think he was thinking about what you want when he said it?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a nice boy, Phoebe, and I can see why you like him.
I love him, Mum.
Okay, but don't you think he's being a bit selfish here?
He loves me. He says he can't bear being without me if I go to Oxford.
Yeah, but he's also said he wants to break up if you do go.
Mm.
Look, people your age go to university all the time.
He says I can go to Felpersham because it's closer.
Yeah, but Oxford's not much further.
Phoebe, if Alex really loves you, he'll find a way of coping wherever you go.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
If two people really love one another, then being apart doesn't stop that.
No, it doesn't.
And it wouldn't be for long, would it? I mean, you tell me the terms are really short at Oxford.
Yeah.
Look, if he's forcing you to make a choice between him or following your dreams, then I'm not sure he's got your best interests at heart.
Your dad's right.
Oh, why is it so hard?
Look, all we want, sweetheart, is for you to be happy.
And not just now, but in the future too.
I know.
Phoebe, where are you?
Oh, sounds like they're ready for you.
Okay.
Phoebe, oh, thank goodness I found you.
Mind her dress with that torch, Eddie.
Sorry.
Is everything all right, Phoebe?
Yeah, I think so.
We've been having a little chat.
Oh, that's good.
No time for chatting now. Come on, Phoebe. Dad and Bartleby are waiting.
Okay.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. A cup it is white and our ale it is brown. A cup it is made from the old oak tree, and the ale it is made from the best barley.
It's time like this, you need your parents.
I know, but there's only so much we can do.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to be her decision in the end.
I'm glad you were there too, Roy.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we make a pretty good team.
Oh, hi, Hayley. Sorry, I would have got you some mulled cider if I'd known.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll have mine if you like. I'll get another one.
No, I'm driving back to Brum later.
Oh, they've got mulled apple juice as well.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, go on then. I'll get you one. Back in a minute.
Thanks, Roy.
Mm. Oh, that tastes good. You should at least try it.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. It's funny seeing you here with Roy.
Oh, I know. You probably heard me.
Yeah, Phoebe told me you moved in.
Well, that's all it is, though. I'm just renting a room.
That's a good idea.
I was really sorry to hear about, you know, you and Roy.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Even so, it must have been awful.
It wasn't the best. But now we've both moved on.
I told Eddie to watch out with those flaming torches.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much, Clary.
Well, we don't want the old orchard going up in flames.
No, honestly, all the torches are in proper holders and they're well away from the trees. Joe and Eddie have done a good job.
I hope so. They'll be past caring soon, right there knocking back the surgery.
Here's your drink, Hayley.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it is nice.
Oh, it's a lovely event, this. Really festive.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Clary, love, have you got the toast ready?
Toast?
It's to attract good spirits, like the birds.
Oh.
Then they'll kill all the pests and we'll have a good harvest.
Oh, OK.
It's so obvious.
So where's the toast, love?
I told you before, Eddie. It's in the picnic box under the big tree.
Well, let's hope Dad ain't found it, or there won't be any left.
No, he's wait till we've dipped him in cider.
Well, this just gets weirder and weirder.
Oh, I do miss Ambridge.
Where's Phoebe got to now? She's still got the most important bit of all.
So I said no. I was going to try for Oxford, whether he liked it or not.
Oh, Phoebe.
But it was awful. He was really nasty.
Darling.
He said, obviously, I prefer my new swotty friends, but that's okay because he's gone off me anyway.
Oh, poor little you. Oh, I'm afraid it's a hard lesson to learn, but he's certainly shown his true colours.
Why does he have to be so horrible?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes when people are hurting, they just lash out.
I'm definitely going to get the grades for Oxford now.
Yes, you can't let the Alexes of this world put you off.
No way.
Sweetheart? Are you okay?
It's nothing, Mum. I'm okay. But I've split up with Alec.
Oh, have you? I'm sure Phoebe will tell you all about it.
But first, they're going to lift you into that tree. So you better get going.
I haven't a clue what's going on.
Well, as far as I recall, they have to chase away the bad spirits by making loads of noise, like banging pots and pans and shouting and all that stuff.
And the toast is to attract good spirits.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have to lift the queen into the tree to tie on the first slice. It's all part of the ceremony.
Who came up with this stuff?
I don't know. But it's been going on for hundreds of years. And then they pour cider around the roots and all.
So, just your average Wednesday night boozer.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we have a bit of hush, please? I present to you our wassail queen. To be lifted into the tree.
Oh, I hope I'm not too heavy.
Oh, give over, will you? You're as light as a feather.
Oh, you never say that to me.
No, well, you just stand there, Phoebe.
Okay.
But make sure you grab onto the biggest branch.
Yeah, yeah, be careful, Phoebes.
Here we go. And off!
Yay! Yay!
Now, where's that toast?
I got it!
And who's got some cider?
Here, you can have some of mine.
That's it. Lovely. Now, tie the toast onto the nearest branch.
Okay.
Yay!
Do I have to say something? I can't remember.
No, you just follow my lead. Old apple tree, we wassail thee, hoping thou wilt bear. Hats full, caps full, three bushel bags full, and my pockets full too. Wassail!
I'm off now, Jennifer.
Oh, it's been lovely seeing you, Hayley. Oh. And I'm so glad you and Roy had that talk with Phoebe.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure you helped her come to the right decision.
Even if it was rather painful.
Well, Alec should never have put her in that position in the first place.
No, and the way he reacted afterwards too. Mm,
I know. But she'll be fine.
Of course she will.
And now she can concentrate on her A-levels without distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, are you going, Hayley?
I am, yeah. But I've really enjoyed myself.
Wasn't Phoebe terrific?
Oh, she was great.
Yes, yes, she was.
Yeah, anyway, I'll see you both soon.
Bye, Hayley.
Bye.
Oh, heaven knows what state Joe and Eddie will be in for morning.
Well, they're certainly enjoying themselves.
Eddie says they've got to drink the cider barrel dry. Oh. Reckons it's to make way for the new batch that's ready next week.
That sounds like a jolly good excuse. Yes.
And the ale it is made from the best barley. Wassail!
Hey, still going strong, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. I hope everyone's had a smashing evening.
Yes, yes, we have.
Eddie! Eddie! You've got to come quick!
What's the matter, love?
It's one of the sheds. It's on fire.
There's no point thinking about it.
That's easier said than done.
Either we'll get reactors or we won't.
I know.
And let's just hope that we won't.
But even if we don't, we're still looking at saying goodbye to these girls in a week or so.
Yep. It's not going to be easy.
We've known them all these years.
Yeah. Especially this one. Who always pushes to the head of the queue of the feeder, don't you?
Oh, that one. Who's always turning those big brown eyes on you, as if to say,
Who, me?
Just like that.
Right on cue. Do you think they'll miss us too?
Well, they'll definitely miss you. You've always had the golden touch.
I don't know about that.
No, you have. And it really showed when you weren't here. They weren't half as happy.
They just get used to certain routines and ways of handling them.
Well, I suppose so, but they still really missed you.
I missed them too. It's funny. When you think of everything we were prepared to go through to move them up north with us last year...
Oh, don't remind me. All that stress.
And huge expense too. But here we are, 12 months later, and we can hardly wait to sell them off.
Hopefully. But there's no point getting ahead of ourselves.
Or too sentimental.
No. By the way, any idea why Pitt was up late again this morning?
You've no idea?
No. Why?
David, you really are slow on the uptake, aren't you?
Oh, look, it's Alistair. Pitt! Matthew! It's time to rock and roll!
What a mess. Could have been worse, though. If Ailey Tucker hadn't spotted it.
True. We hardly needed the fire brigade in the end.
It was under control before they even showed up.
They still wanted to blast it with their great big jets of water, though, didn't they?
Drenching everything.
At least we got Oliver's mower out.
All them logs went up, though.
Yeah, we'll have to replace them.
Not much left of the shed, neither.
Oh, that's okay. I can knock another one up, no problem.
Oh. Just think if it had caught proper and spread to one of the barns. Oh. Well, it could have taken the house and all.
Yeah, we were lucky. And you reckon it was some kids what started it?
Well, I saw them mucking around earlier with one of them Chinese lanterns.
Well, you chased them off, Dad.
Oh, I did it. I gave them a right talking to. Well, they just laughed at me in me costume.
Oh, little beggars. Would you recognise them if you saw them again?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was actually then, because I didn't see them later. I ain't sure they was local, neither.
Well, we'll probably never know.
There was lots of sparks flying round from them torches in the bonfire.
They were nowhere near the shed, though. Clary reckons we're in trouble with Oliver and Caroline.
Who is that?
Well, someone's bound to tell them, ain't they? Then they'll get the insurance involved and everything.
Well, if there ain't nothing to replace because we done it all for them, where's the problem?
Why didn't you wake me up?
Because you were sleeping like a baby.
Well, next time, please do.
Okay. Well, I didn't think it was such an issue. No, you're not doing the early lambing.
Oh, I do still have other things to do.
She should learn to relax more.
Don't you need to go out too?
I'm on late tonight. I did tell you.
Did you? Before I forget, Mum's invited us to a drinks party tomorrow night.
Well, is she celebrating something?
Not celebrating exactly. It's Charlie's leaving due. You'll come, won't you?
Sorry, I can't.
Why not?
I'm working.
Surely you can change that.
I seriously doubt it. It's too short notice.
Well, why don't you see what you can do? It's got to be worth a try. See you later.
No, why not, Ian? It's only Charlie Thomas, after all.
Good lad, Bartleby. Hey, Tom Archer, I got something to tell you.
Hello, Joe. Sorry to hear about the fire last night.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
It sounded pretty serious.
Oh, we got off lightly in the end, but that ain't what I'm here for.
Oh, what is it then?
I seen them two pigs of yourn, Ronnie and Reggie.
Great! Where are they?
Running down the lane towards our field about 10 minutes ago. Me and Bartleby startled them while we was out for a trot.
You didn't go after them?
No, because we was facing the wrong way and I knew we'd scare them off if we started chasing them, so I come straight here instead.
Do you think they've gone into your field?
Oh, I reckon there's more than a good chance.
Okay, that's great.
If I'd had somebody with me, I would have tried to catch them myself.
No, don't worry, that's fine. We're a bit short-handed here today. Mum and Dad are out. Johnny's at the dentist. Neil and Jazza have gone to the suppliers.
Oh, well, that's a pity. Yeah.
Oh, but I'll see who else is around.
You could give Eddie a call. William and Edward might give a hand too, if they're free.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Well, I'll be over as soon as I can.
Still okay?
Yeah, no reactors so far.
Good.
But we're not out of the woods yet.
No, still early days.
And we wouldn't want to tempt fate, would we?
Certainly not.
Hang on. Go on. On you go. Go on. Did you find any more suitable crossbreds for sale?
There's quite a few places in Ireland.
Well, there would be. They're big on grass-based systems over there.
A couple in particular sounded very promising.
That's good.
And a place in Yorkshire had some decent sound in stock too.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some good beasts.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, this lot should get a good price, shouldn't they?
I hope so. I know it's stupid, but I hardly dare think that far ahead.
I know, love. Just need to get today out of the way. And then we can start planning properly, won't we?
Yeah, but let's not get ahead of ourselves, eh?
Thanks for coming, Adam.
Oh, you were lucky you caught me, Tom.
You were my last resort.
Is it just us two?
No, I'm assuming Joe's here, and yeah, this should be Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that should be enough.
Hopefully.
I hear it's been quite a reign of terror.
You haven't been talking to Jazza by any chance.
That man knows how to tell a good tale.
Hello, Adam. Come to join the party.
Was that what this is, Eddie? I hear you had a high old time of it last night.
Yeah, well, it could have been worse.
Oliver and Caroline won't be returning to find Grange Farmer Black and Shell, then?
Of course not. It was always under control.
Shall we see about catching these pigs?
Well, first things first, Tom, do we actually know where they are?
Dad reckoned they were in the field, didn't he?
Yeah, he said they were heading that way, but I haven't seen them yet.
Let's hope this isn't a wild goose chase.
Don't you mean a wild pig chase?
I've got a bit of history with wild boars and pigs, haven't you, Eddie?
Now, Tom, don't start. These aren't the first to escape your clutches, either.
Jazza will be mortified he wasn't here if we do catch them.
Hey, there's Joe. Don't think he's seen us.
What do you think he's staring at?
There's only one way to find out. What have you found, Dad?
What do you think?
I can hear them from here.
Now all we have to do is keep them here.
Yeah, keep your voices down and take a look.
I don't believe it.
Look at that. A perfect little nest.
Very comfy.
Yeah, they made themselves at home, that's what they've done.
They're no fools, are they?
Helped themselves to some of her turkey pellets and all.
Oh, the cheeky so-and-sos. Those cost good money. Oh,
don't worry, Eddie, I'll replace them.
Yeah, well, they could say they've led you a merry dance, Tom Archer.
They certainly have.
And now they look as happy as, well, pigs in straw.
Well, thanks for finding them, Joe.
No problem. I expect there'll be a finder's fee.
How about a couple of pints?
Sounds fair to me.
But only on condition you hold them till I bring the trailer up.
Right-o, Tom Archer.
Gotcha!
Well done, Tom!
So, that's the end of Ronnie and Reggie's big adventure.
Well, Bonnie and Clyde would be more appropriate.
Jazza wanted to call them Sid and Nancy.
Ooh.
You do remember the Sex Pistols?
No. Bonnie and Clyde's much better than that.
Yeah, any road, whatever you want to call them. You should get a story in the Echo with this one, Tom.
Jazza was saying the same thing. Well, did you see what's in today's, by the way?
No.
Well, there's an interview with Rob talking about the closure at Barrow Farm.
Well, he's spoken to the press.
He must have done.
What's he got to say?
Well, let's put it like this. I don't think Charlie Thomas is going to be too happy.
Oh no. That's the last thing Charlie needs after everything he's done for that place.
You'd think Rob would know what he's talking about.
Well, he seems to think a lot of their problems could have been avoided with better management.
Well, he wants to be careful. He'll have a libel action against him.
Oh, I can't see Charlie Thomas doing that.
Well, no, but Justin might. He's just the sort.
Today's newspaper is tomorrow's fish and chip wrapper.
Not these days, it ain't. Not with health and safety.
Now, well, the point is, it'll all blow over soon enough.
And at least Charlie's got the chance of a fresh start.
True. But I, for one, won't be sorry to see the back of that place. What they was doing there, well, it wasn't natural.
Oh, thank goodness it's off.
No reactors. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't know.
Bye, Alistair.
Bye.
Whoa. So, full steam ahead.
I'll go and phone the auctioneers. We need to crack on with the sale.
Okay. And shall I take a look at those crossbreds you found online?
I've saved all the links.
Great. Though I suppose we should probably wait before we start organising visits.
Why?
Well, if we're travelling any distance of view stock, you know, like Yorkshire or Ireland even, I mean, you know, it's going to take some planning to cover things here, isn't it?
I just want to get on with it now, don't you?
Well, Pip certainly does.
I know, you'd think we'd won the lottery the way she reacted when Alistair said we were clear.
Yeah, and Matthew seemed almost as excited as she did.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Mum will be pleased too. I'll let her know right away.
Oh, I forgot to say. I saw Vera earlier.
Oh, did you?
They're having their sale tomorrow. The end of Bank Farm as we know it.
Oh, poor them.
She's absolutely dreading it.
Don't blame her.
It almost seems wrong, doesn't it? Celebrating our good fortune while they're going the other way.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they get a good price so they can enjoy their retirement.
At least we're not facing that yet.
No. Not for a long time, hopefully.
Fancy a glass of wine?
Well, no thanks. I'd prefer a beer.
There's a couple of bottles in the fridge.
Great.
How was your day?
So-so.
Did you look at the staff schedule for tomorrow night?
No. Well, I just knew it'd be a waste of time.
Oh, that's a pity.
Well, there's no one else to cover.
I expect Brian will be showing off some of his better wines.
That still doesn't mean I can go.
No, but it is a shame. I'm sure Charlie would like you to be there.
Really?
Yeah. He loved our day out at Edgbaston.
Oh, me too. Smashing the Aussies. What could be better?
Exactly. You're one of his mates.
Mm. He's always been more your friend than mine.
That doesn't matter. When was the last time we went out together?
It was before Christmas, maybe. Well, we've both been busy.
Why don't you come in? It's Friday night. A chance to let your hair down.
What, with my hairline? No wish.
You know what I mean. Go on. See if you can get the night off.
Adam, I don't know how many times I've got to tell you, but it's not going to happen. You'll just have to go on your own.
Is Charlie here yet? Oh, he said he's running a few minutes late.
Oh, those canapés look very tempting.
Oh, please help yourself.
Oh, thanks, I will.
Can I tempt you with a crostini?
Oh, go on then. Very good of you to do this for Charlie.
Oh, we always like an excuse for a party.
I'm sure Charlie's very grateful, too.
Well, it didn't seem right to see him go without doing something.
This whole business at Burrough Farm seems to have happened very quickly.
Yes, it was rather a shock when we first heard.
Oh, there's a lot of change going on at the moment, isn't there? Including Brookfield, of course.
Yes, that all sounds very exciting.
I went to the auctioneers today. Got the wheels in motion for the sale.
Oh, gosh. That'll be a strange day, all your beloved cows.
I know, but at least they'll be going to farms where they're really wanted.
Of course.
It's just that we want to do things a bit differently.
Yeah.
Be sad, though. It's how Ron and Vera must have felt when their herd went.
Now, that does feel like the end of an era.
Ron said it's like handing your children over to complete strangers.
Their sons never did show much interest, though, did they?
No. One's ended up a surveyor and the other one's a civil engineer.
Well, at least you won't have that worry.
As long as we still have something to pass on.
Oh, of course you will. Are Rob and Helen coming?
They've been invited. Of course, Rob's your hero, isn't he, since last week's hunt?
I dread to think what would have happened if he hadn't been there.
I hope it isn't awkward tonight, after what Rob said in that article.
He didn't actually mention anyone by name.
No, but it was pretty obvious he was having a dig at Charlie. I thought it was rather mean.
Oh dear, hope it doesn't cause any trouble.
I don't think either of them would say anything in public.
No, probably not.
I was rather hoping that Phoebe'd be down by now to help with all of this.
We can help instead if you like.
Yeah, what would you like doing?
No, don't worry, it's fine. The poor thing's had rather a hard time of it over the last few days.
Oh, did I hear she's split up with her boyfriend?
Yeah. And it all turned rather nasty, I'm afraid.
That's a shame.
Let me take some of these canapés through.
Oh, I'll take some too.
Oh, right. Oh, thanks. Sorry, I'd better just take this.
Here we are.
Hello, Home Farm.
Jennifer, it's Rob.
Oh, hello, Rob.
I'm sorry, it's such short notice.
Oh,
but
you're not going to tell me you can't make it.
I'm afraid so. Helen's not feeling too good. I really don't think she's up to it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Nothing too serious, I hope.
No, I don't think so. Well, I would come on my own, but it wouldn't be fair leaving her with Henry.
No, of course not. Oh, please give her our best wishes. It's so important she keeps well at this stage.
I will. Well, thanks for understanding, Jennifer.
Tell her to look after herself. Well, I'm sure you're doing that anyway.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm doing my best. Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
Was Jennifer all right about it?
Yeah, she was fine.
Well, I'm sure you're right. I do feel tired. Probably would have been too much.
Yeah, might have been awkward anyway. Yeah. Come sit down.
Okay. Why do you think it would have been awkward?
Well, I hardly think Charlie would be happy to see me after reading that article in the Echo.
All you did was give your opinion.
Oh, exactly. If other people find that difficult, well, that's their problem.
Well, I don't think you should worry about it.
I'm not worrying.
Presumably Justin must have had his doubts too.
Obviously. Otherwise, why move Charlie on and close Barrow down? No, nothing much gets past Justin Elliot.
Well, anyway, now we can have a nice relaxing evening in.
So, how was your day, Mrs. Titchener?
Pretty good, actually. Fallon and I are coming up with some great ideas for those cross-promotions.
Really?
As well as the discounts, we want to feature different meats in the shop and have their menu tie in. So there'll be, say, lamb one week, beef the next, and so on.
Oh, don't you think that's a bit old hat?
No. Well, we'll be promoting different cuisines as well. Indian, Chinese, Mexican, and then selling the ingredients for the dishes on the menu.
Oh, well, you know best, I suppose.
Well, it hasn't been easy for Alistair since the flood.
He's working out of premises in Pennyhasset, isn't he?
Yes. It's hard enough running a single practice these days without the hassle of not having a proper base of your own.
Sure, it can't be easy.
How about you, Charlie? It's a shame you're leaving Ambridge, but it sounds like you've got an exciting challenge ahead.
Yeah, it's true. But to be honest, it feels rather bittersweet at the moment.
Oh, why's that?
Oh, just some unfinished business. Plus, I hate the idea some people seem to be putting round that I failed at Barrow.
I can't believe people seriously think that.
I don't think they do either.
Well, thank you for your kind words.
I mean it. Personally, I wouldn't like to work the way you do there. But nobody could fault you for the effort you put into running it.
Is that damning with faint praise?
No. I mean, we've had our differences.
We just have a different philosophy. That's all.
Look at what happened when the botulism hit you. No one could have anticipated that. Nobody could have done more to turn it round, either.
Well, thank you again. But to be honest, that and the fallout afterwards took a lot more out of me than I care to admit.
I'm not surprised.
So, I'm not going to miss that side of it at all.
Who needs another drink over here?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, me too.
Charlie, you're not going to disappoint me, are you?
No. I'll have another glass of red, please. Thanks.
There we are.
Adam did say he was coming, didn't he?
I'm not sure where they've got to. Oh, here he is.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
No, Ian?
No, he cried off. Sorry, I should have told you.
Yes, you should. Rob and Helen aren't coming either.
Well, maybe that's no bad thing after his little bombshell.
Oh, shush, Adam.
No. It's okay. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
We were talking about that earlier.
You could always exercise your right of reply.
I could, but I don't think I can be bothered.
No, I don't blame you.
Perhaps I'll give my side of the story one day. But not yet.
You've fallen asleep, haven't you?
No, I wasn't asleep. No, actually, I wouldn't mind an early night.
Well, if you like, I can make you a hot chocolate.
Oh, well, chamomile tea would be lovely.
Would you like anything else to eat, seeing as you didn't finish supper?
No, I'm okay. I had an enormous lunch with Fallon and I still feel full.
Oh. Come on then. Up you get.
Do you think I look all right?
Of course you do. You're the picture of health.
No need to exaggerate.
No, honestly, darling, I'd say you're positively blooming. You're really beginning to fill out.
You think?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Oh, it was just something Kirsty said on the spa day.
And you've waited all week to tell me?
Sorry, I didn't think it was important.
It's obviously upset you. What did she say exactly?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
No, come on, I want to know.
It's just she's not used to seeing me, that's all. I'll go and run a bath. Can you bring my tea up?
Yeah, all right. I'll be up shortly.
We're off now, Charlie.
Oh, thanks for coming, Ruth. And you too, Sheila.
Oh, good luck with your new venture.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have a great time in Scotland.
I hope so. And hopefully I'll see you again before I go.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Bye then.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye,
Jonathan.
And then there were not many left.
You've been rather quiet.
I've been keeping a low profile.
Is this your choice of music?
I think it was probably Phoebe. There's a certain pizzazz.
Did Ian really have other commitments?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I did try and get him to come.
You two all right for drinks?
Yes, oh, thanks, fine, ma'am. Thanks. This is very good whiskey, Jennifer.
Oh, Brian prides himself on his single malts.
Yeah, with good reason.
Well, help yourself if you want more.
Mm. Thanks, ma'am.
Now it's quieter. Can I share something?
What's that?
When I was talking about Rob's comments in the article, I wasn't being completely honest.
I wouldn't trust anything he says.
Yeah, but some of it hit home. Basically, I failed, haven't I?
What are you talking about, Charlie? Of course you haven't failed.
No, but it's not just the farming I failed at, is it? Look, I hope you and Ian will be very happy together.
No, Charlie, you can't keep punishing me for the decision I made.
I can't help how I feel.
Can't we at least part as friends?
I made some hot toddies, you two. Hate to see them go to waste. Would you both like one?
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
So, what exactly did Kirsty say?
Oh, she told me I looked really unwell.
What a bitch!
Rob, you're awake, Henry.
Sorry. Sorry, I can't believe that, though. I mean, she's clearly got an agenda, hasn't she?
Why'd you say that?
Well, obviously she hasn't forgiven you for what happened at her non-event of a wedding.
Oh, surely not.
Well, she sounds bitter and twisted to me. Being housemates with Roy Tucker probably doesn't help either.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, when you look at his train wreck of a life.
Darling, that's a bit harsh.
They'll probably end up with each other. Imagine how desperate that'll be.
Rob, please.
Look, I'm not really angry with Kirsty. It's more that I want to protect you.
I know.
Wouldn't it be better if you just forgot about her and moved on?
Kirsty was my best friend.
Yeah, was. She's hardly bothered keeping in touch, has she? Not until it suited her. Where was she when Tony was at death's door?
No, she did send a card, and she called on Mum.
Oh, big deal. Yeah, it's times like that when true friends are there for you, no matter what.
But the way Tom let her down. And I did too. She had every right to be angry.
Look how upset she's made you. You've been brooding about it all week and couldn't even tell me.
I'm sorry. I should have said something before.
Let's face it, darling. I really think you're better off without her.
Thank goodness for hot toddies. Mm.
Sorry it's so cold.
That's not your fault.
Look, I wanted you to come outside because there's something I need to do before I leave.
What's that?
This.
Oh, Charlie.
Can you really just let me go? When I know you feel the same.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I love you, and I never want you to go. But I'm a coward. I'm so...
No, but that can change.
No, no, it can't. If things were different, maybe, but they're not.
Then I'm sorry too.
No, Charlie. Stay a moment longer. Mm-hmm.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.